Can we make this the new normal? Hey, I'm JoJo, and this is the Life Songs blogcast. Here is my blog called Payment. As you and I just had the privilege of celebrating Easter, I couldn't help but share this anyway. Have you ever been in a grocery store, restaurant, or going through a fast food line and were just a tad bit short on change? Last weekend, I went to Target, by myself, by the way, and it's not even Mother's Day. I feel so privileged. I searched high and low for my hubby's favorite chips, which were sold out of, sadly, but I did pick up some allergy medicine because it's April and found a pair of mom jeans that were on super sale. It was a great uninterrupted Target trip. Honestly, though, those things didn't make it memorable. It was a moment that happened at the cash register. So there was a boy around the age of about 13 in front of me. He must have been working on a last-minute school project before spring break because there was a single bottle of super glue on the conveyor belt. And when it came to give the cashier his cash, he was short. He didn't calculate the tax correctly and didn't have anything extra with him. I just so happened to have a couple of extra dollars on me, which I don't typically have, and I took care of the difference. This story is not to brag about what I did. It's to remind you of what Jesus did. He paid the price for you. He knew you wouldn't be able to pay the cost of redemption for the world. He knew you'd fall short. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." While the boy took home super glue, you, friend, have the irreplaceable hope of Christ. This quote sums it up. He came to pay a debt he didn't know because we owed a debt we couldn't pay. Jesus willingly paid the price for your salvation. Think about how your life would change if you celebrated that priceless gift all year round instead of just on Easter. Let's make that the new normal.